KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
The text. Jesus had just got through dealing all day with his disciples. And the multitude was great. Because see, Christian people, one thing about you as a Christian, born again believer, people, they may shake their hands at you. And they may see in someone to be your friend. But all they want was to be they might not want money. They might not want the clothes, but they want the peace that you got. They might not want the jewelry you got on, but they want that what you got down on the inside, what Christ put down on the inside of you, and that's called the peace that passes all understanding. And what is it? From God. The Bible says, look at your Bible. The Bible says, Jesus had told those boys, let us pass over to them. And one thing about God, he'll give you a check. But he will not tell you what hell you got to go.
That's
all right. And another thing, Brother Kittle, what I like, you know, in children growing up, you say what they want to be, a doctor, a lawyer, this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. But nobody ever wants to say, I want to be a man of God, a woman of God. Nobody. Because of hell you gotta go to. Did not Jesus say, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But in the world, you will have some peace. And sometimes the devil attacks that body of yours like he tried to attack my body. He will attack that body. Oh, wait, you ain't got the tongue up.
Man, what's the hell? Man, you need to change these things.
They ain't got nothing to do with that. It got nothing to do with that. My mama used to say, if you pray over it, if you got a hog or whatever it is, you pray over it and it's good. It got nothing to do with you eating good. I don't know where people get that from. Oh, you got to change eating. Now you got to do it. Satan will attack you. And when he attacks you, aware, you got to have some word in you to know how to deal with those situations. The Bible say, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other town. And he had sent the multitude away. And him and his disciples was all left alone. And you know sometimes when you're around people, but when you go home, that's when things start dealing with you in your mind. Sometimes those thoughts come to your mind, especially when Satan is in the midst. You try to put them thoughts in your mind, you have to win. You put those thoughts in your mind to make believe, and that's gonna happen. But you got to cast it down. The Bible says cast it down all every man and every thought to the obedience of Christ. Because he said, for we don't walk. We walk in the flesh, but we don't walk after the flesh. Try to help somebody, because the weapons of our warfare are not God, but mighty to God to the put it down and start holding. Listen this morning, because if he attacked your pastor, we're not taking him.
All right.
See, I'm standing here by the grace of God. Boy, y'all don't know what I was going through these last week. Oh, yeah. And one thing about the devil, he tried to put all that medicine on me and all this, all that. But when you are healed by the grace of God, you will know. Can't no doctor, not on this earth, be a doctor like Jesus. Oh, that Jesus know how to doctor on. In here, they may have some problems in your minds and maybe wondering if this gonna come to pass and that I hope, but just hold on a little while longer and keep serving and serving him, will pay off after a while. It may not come by me, but serving the Lord will pay off. They came to the other side, y'all. Look, fourth chapter, 37 verse, that's what I want to talk about. After they went over and got in the seat, The Bible said that. It said, and there arose, not just stone, but a great stone. All right. All of you do, I know you know about them storms sometimes.
Yeah.
Some of them storms are knocking to your knees.
Yeah.
Some storms that come in your household, it don't come from somebody that you don't know. It comes sometimes from people that you do know, and they real close to you.
Yeah.
Amen. But Jesus, the Bible says, that was a great storm of wind.
Yeah.
And not only that, it says, and the waves start coming in the ship. Sometimes you feel when you are fasting and praying, when you are praying for something, and look like the more you pray, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
And you can't understand why it's getting that hard, but because of that, you have to say, the bigger the storm, the bigger the blessing.
Yeah.
I know I got some witnesses
here. Yeah. Yeah.
Did not Jesus say, if I'm for you,
yeah,
who can be against you?
Yeah.
Did not Jesus say, if you come to me and know why,
yeah,
I will help you out?
Yeah.
So this new building this morning, whatever you're going through,
yeah,
hang on in there.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation, I know we all going through some,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And you ain't got to sit up there and look at one another. We all going through some stuff.
Yeah.
You might not want to tell nobody. You might not want to tell nobody about it because it'll be all overboard. But you are going to do stuff.
Yes, you say, man.
Yeah. If you say you're a Christian, you're going to go through some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And another thing I'm trying to encourage, the closer you get to Jesus, Pastor, the more he's going to try to flow energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But I thank God for you. Look what happened. Look what happened.
Yeah.
They say, the waves, look what he say, the waves beat into the ship. Sometimes the storms start beating on the inside.
Yeah.
You can't even eat rocks.
Yeah.
You can't even think.
Yeah.
You can't reach your pop. Half falling out like that man. Bald headed like I am.
Yeah.
Amen, Walt.
Yeah.
Amen. And then, notice that thing when you're going through a storm? Let me tell you something. When you're going through a storm, the people that you think are going to be with you, they're going to hold back their head. I tell you that. They're going to go on about their business,
yeah,
and they're going to scandalize what you have told them. You might not have told them the truth, but they're going to tell somebody to tell them, oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They do you like that, don't they?
Yeah.
And not only that, they're going to go it on, and they're supposed to be your friend. They're supposed to be your brother, quote, I got your back and all this stuff. But as soon as you ask them for something,
yeah,
they're not asking for no money.
Yeah. They're not your life.
Yeah. But I thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, the beauty of this morning, you need to thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
I thank him this morning because I'm alive and I'm standing up here proclaiming the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah.
The other day, I've been standing up here. Ain't nothing I've done, Brother Kim. I ain't that I don't know eat nothing. It's just what those demons try to destroy you. See, one thing that I say, he don't just try to make you sick on your bed of prayer. He tries to destroy you.
Yeah.
He tries to destroy you and take you out.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, whosoever,
yeah,
I hold in the palm of my hand,
yeah,
that's us.
Yeah.
No man,
yeah,
can pluck me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have a little money today. You might not have no money today. But just the rest of the show, the money that you got, it won't last.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about will last forever.
Yeah.
And that's the peace of God.
Yeah.
That's good living. Treating somebody right, telling somebody about the goodness of God, telling them that whatever storm you're in, this too shall pass on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what happened. They were really healed of the ship. And Jesus had been preaching and teaching all day long. And you know something? When you come home from work, I know I got some work. You sometimes, those jobs be to wore you out.
Yeah.
They done gave you a task better more than anybody else.
Yeah.
And then when you come home, you got all kind of hair.
Yeah.
Some of you say, well, I'm going to go home and try to read my Bible. I'm going to go home and try to just talk to the Lord and check my heart. Thank you for blessing me with my little income tax or how you blessing me with this car, how you blessing me with this or that or whatever else. And yet, I'm saying, look what I'm saying. And it says, and he was in the hinder part of the ship.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know, just think about yourself. Say, now, Lord, I done prayed to you. bring you a little money to pay my rent, utility bills, whatever else you got.
Yeah.
But look like you're not even asking. Look like you were going to sleep in the ship.
Yeah.
But that's the way God works.
Yeah.
It don't take the Lord but an instant to come to your rescue. The Lord can change your situation just like that if you want.
Yeah.
But see, the reason why he don't do it sometimes, he's trying to make you have some faith in him.
Yeah.
I told the Lord Wednesday after I got through preaching, I was sweating like I'm going to a lecture chair, Pastor. And I said, Lord, heal my back. And as soon as I left that church, a woman came in my stomach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
I'm telling you, God is good.
Yeah.
Now, I had prayed that prayer 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But he had just
yeah.
And the woman fell in my back. She ain't
here.
But I know who it was.
Yeah.
See, you got to know when God is working. Hey, on your back. Yeah. So my wife, I said, boy, God's awesome. And then let me tell you somebody's healing. Now, he can hear you instantly, God. But sometimes he'll hear you, and then he'll tell you, like he told that boy in the first chapter, Mark, right about that 40 verse, go show yourself to the healer.
Yeah.
And as he went,
yeah.
He was healed.
Yeah.
The same day he laid my hand on, he laid his hand on me, I wasn't healed that day. But oh, too late now. So I'm trying to encourage somebody this morning. Don't be afraid of the ball game you're in. If you're in Jesus' ball game, stay in the game.
Yeah.
Stay praying up.
Yeah.
Start fasting and start getting his attention. Say, Lord, I want to get your attention. I want to not only get your attention, but I want you to just come in my house. And even come over here and ask me, just tell him, say, look, go outside for a while. Because me and God got a conversation going on. And sooner or later, the children ain't crazy. Can't fool with them children now.
Right.
They know you're sincere. They know you're
sincere.
Can't fool them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look what I'm looking on, but I ain't be wrong, y'all. I know. Look, he said, and he was in the inner part of the ship. They not in Red River. You know, I can't swim anyway. I wouldn't be in a part of the water, me. Look. But look, they not in the Mississippi River.
All
right. The Bible say, what it say? They was in the sea.
Yeah.
That was the Bible thing.
Yeah.
And they was in this little old ship, this little old boat. And out the sea. And it was at the fourth watch of the night. That's what Matthew said.
Yeah.
Jesus come walking on the water. Matthew said.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the fourth watch of the night, it's the same parable, but Matthew, this one, his writing is a little different than Mark, right?
Yeah.
In the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew, you'll find it around the 25th verse. The Bible says Jesus come walking on the sea. At 4 o'clock in the morning, you know you ain't gonna walk on the sea of business. It's 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Huh? But Jesus is trying to tell you, when you down to nothing,
yeah.
When you got your back against the wall,
yeah.
With everything in life looking like it's just seen in the cold being over,
yeah.
Don't give up on
it.
Yeah. Because I will be a bridge for the troubled water.
Yeah.
And I'll put a door where there ain't no door.
Yeah.
And not only that, I give you something that will make me want to run on a little further and see what the end of it is called. Joy!
Yeah.
You don't know, have no joy.
Yeah.
He'll steal your joy sometime. Huh?
Yeah.
They were asleep. Jesus was asleep. Look what happened. Jesus was asleep. And look what happened. On a pillow. Now that lets you know that no storm is too big for Jesus.
Yeah.
Whatever your storm is, it ain't too big for Jesus.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going through, this morning, turn over to the whatever you got in your mind, whatever is bothering you, give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
He may not come when you want it. We say that all the time.
Yeah.
But you got to do some stuff for him.
Right.
You got to seek his face.
Right.
See, even though that sickness came on me, but I was seeking God's face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I know one thing. Doctors can't do nothing for you. But God works through doctors to bless you. Ain't nothing no doctor going.
Yeah.
God said, I am that I am.
Yeah.
That woman with the issue of blood, what happened?
Yeah.
She said, if I could touch, over 5,000 people will get
it.
That's in the next chapter over. She said, if I could just touch, but the human race gone.
Yeah.
She wasn't worried about what people say. Let me tell you something good. You cannot worry about what people say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, they're going to let you go to hell with them.
Yeah.
But you got to say, Lord, I'm going through with you.
Yeah.
And now as I'm going through the storm, this storm, and that song is saying, true love.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn this situation over to you. Whatever happens, let it happen. If you bring me out, it's good. And if you don't bring me out, it's still good. I'm going to serve you. Glory, come to Jesus. Look at this. That last verse. Look, it says, he was in the hemisphere part of the ship, and they awakened him and said unto him, Master, cares thou that me? Because see, water was going to be in the ship of him. Is this water coming in now? It was absolutely the book. It says, and he was in the back of the third shaft, and the waves beat into the ship, so that he was now, let the snow, water start coming. Oh God, water start coming in the ship, and Jesus still asleep on the hill. And that's how.
All right.
Yeah. Look what Jesus did.
Look what Jesus did. Look what he did. He said, do you care? He said, do you care? Yes, he cares for you.
Yeah.
I know you've been going through some stuff. You might not have been this week or last week, but you've been having some hard issues.
Yeah.
And you need to look back. Don't just keep looking back because you're going to start it off. But look back and say, if it had not been for the love of my son, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
If it had not been for the love that brought me out of this storm, I will be standing here today.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to thank God for His grace and mercy.
Yeah,
look what happened, look what happened, look what happened, look what happened. And he awoke and rebuked the wind. And that's all. Wait a minute. This man is in the flesh. You see, one thing about God, you got to say, Lord, if you've done this for me, if you to rebuke the wind for him, rebuke it for me.
Yeah.
I got some things in my life that's causing me not to serve. Let me tell you something. The devil gets in your mind.
Yeah.
And he gets in your mind. Sometimes he'll try to steal your mind.
Yeah.
He'll try to get that real quick now. I know one thing. The devil is not going to be so deep in my mind.
Yeah.
To make me have no good word now. Because I know Jesus. And I know that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is better than what that devil got. You get on out of the way.
Yeah.
Look, it says, that is God. It says, and he arose the fountain, and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace, be still. How many in here need some peace?
Yeah.
How many in here need some peace from God?
Yeah.
See, not a word of peace, but all Jesus gives me some peace.
Yeah.
How many of you know in here right now that it had been not long ago that you know the storm was raging so that it was just going to take you out of peace?
Yeah.
But because of God, because of Jesus, and because of love, and because he cares for you, he can say, for God, for God. So as I go, I go to the Lord. I'm a judge. Jesus said, why? He asked the question, why are you so fearful? Why are you so troubled? Because we do have troubled hearts sometimes. And not only do we have troubled hearts, but sometimes it brings tears from the eyes. Can I get a witness? Well, I know some of you women have to shed some tears along the way. And I know that the tears you shed weren't tears of joy. It was tears of hurt.
Yeah.
And I know you've been hurt from bitter. And I know that as long as you did it, sometime or another, you're going to be hurting from me.
Yeah.
But you can tell Jesus all about your hurt and pain. Tell him, say, Lord, I'm down here living on this earth. I'm down here trying to serve you the best I know how. I'm down here trying to tell you that I love you the same thing and to watch me in the middle of the night.
Yes.
But your life, storms is just coming after one after another. Look, life, every time I turn around, even though sometimes look like the wages that took over every night. But Jesus said in his word, I am the truth and the life. You do not know what you're going through this morning. But I'm going to give my praise up. No matter what happens. Because God is good to you. The Lord said, let us pass over to the other side. Him not know that there was going to be a storm on the other side. I know what you're going through. You don't even know what's on tomorrow, but you can tell the Lord. Say, Lord, I put my faith in you because that's what you told me to do. Your prayer says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding and pray in all thy ways.
Jesus said, come out, and he said, we are being legions, we are men. Services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. are Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.
Good morning.
Alexandria.
Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart. Shout.